I see you can't listen to this music while you're painting. You'll be moving way too fast.
I think we had a friend try and help. When we were getting Remy's room ready for his arrival, a friend of Amanda's like, I'm a great painter. I'm going to come over. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to help. We'll get it done together. I got home. Oh, my gosh. I didn't say anything. I bit my
tongue. Good for you, Romy.
She
good
left,
for you.
And I looked at a man. I'm like, you know, babe, I'm going to have to paint that room. I can't live with that.
What music were they listening to?
Well, I think if you don't know the difference, you know, because I used to paint everything. And Rosie come home and go, oh, that's nice. But then when you showed me tips and I saw the difference, then I knew. But I know all kinds of people who think they can paint. And then you realize they really don't.
They've never seen a great paint job. I mean, you can, a paint job done right with good paint shows the depth of the paint. And, you know, we talked with Matt earlier about holidays. Holidays drive me nuts. And I'll paint a room and come back in it 6 months later and be standing in a way that the light's lit in a way. Oh, no, there's a holiday. Rosie, you dummy. But anyway, let's talk about just real quick some don'ts, okay? Don't ever use a screwdriver to open a paint can. Use the paint key, the paint can key. You don't want dents put in the can or in the lid because it will kill you when you're trying to store it. And here's how you store paint. You clean the can rim so that there's no paint to glue the lid shut. Take all the paint off of the inside rim. Take the paint all the way off the lid. Set it down, and I like to spread Saran wrap over the top. Then I put the lid down, and you don't use a hammer. You use a rubber mallet, and you seal the lid all the way around. And then when you want to store it, you turn the can upside down and store it sealed with Saran wrap, a rubber mallet, an undented lid upside down. And that paint will keep approximately 3 to 4 times longer than any paint you try and store in a dented up, beat up old paint can with a bunch of paint boogers hanging all the way around the edge in the rim. And it'll be ready to mix by boxing and using for a long time. Don't open the can improperly. Don't store it properly. And Lord have mercy, never paint a room at night. Ever. Don't do it.
Even with the halogen light idea?
Maybe with the halogen light if you're really confident of the color. But don't do it. So there's all your paint do's and don'ts. I hope that helps in your next project.
And that Saran wrap you can use if you need to take a pause in your painting. Maybe it's time for lunch, you got to take a call, whatever the case may be. Just wrap your paintbrush in Saran wrap, the bristles, yeah, or the roller, and that'll keep it from drying out. And if it's in an open tray can, you can spread the Saran wrap over that
right
entire can.
Buy a good brush, buy a good roller. Those are two tips we didn't throw out there. Buy good application tools.
And then there is another great product that I found extremely handy the last time I did a painting project. It's a $12 can. It's called the Handy is the brand. Handy Paint Pal. And it's
a
smaller.
Oh, you are correct. This is great.
It's a smaller.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe a pint, 2 pints.
Yes.
I don't know. And it's got a handle on it. And when the handle attaches to the bucket, the top one, there's a magnet right there. So you can actually magnetically connect your paintbrush to the side of the can.
Yes.
Well, and it comes in so many helpful ways. If you stop, you know, if you're just stopping for a quick potty break, or if you're climbing a ladder, you don't have to have balance the paintbrush and the can together. It's just all right there in one. And then when you dip your paint in there, it's got the perfectly cut edge so you can clean the backside of the brush before you apply the front. You know, the painter was talking about not
drying
your brush. Yeah. So much strokes. But, you know, if you don't clean the back of the brush, when you go to put it on the wall, you've got all that paint that's going to drip off that. unless you're just fast enough, you can quick get both sides on and then go back and smooth it out. But I do like to clean the back side of my brush before
that
drawing that,
that
line.
That Paint Pal gets used every paint job I do. And for exactly that reason, you got a place to rest your brush without creating a pre-shaped, leaning it on something and creating a pre-shaped form to your bristles.
And if you're trying to cut a straight line of two different colors, you know, you've seen.
There's
you
your test, baby. Paint. Separate the boys from the men right there.
There is tape that they say will keep any paint from bleeding through. And yes, it may, but it just depends on what type of drywall texture you're trying to go over. If you're talking about your typical wall, if it's an orange peel type finish.
It's tougher. Gets tougher.
It really does. And I don't know that there's a paint thick enough that can completely put a paint-proof seal on that. So what you can do is go back with a very tiny bead of caulk over the tape and the surface, and that caulking will create that perfect line. You know, when you pull it off with the tape, a lot of times you'll see it's not perfect, and it did bleed through. Well, a tiny bead of caulking.
Razor sharp.
Paintable.
Razor sharp edge.
White caulking, and that is where you'll get your perfect, like you said, razor sharp edge. Coming up next hour is our 10 o'clock hour. It's our open home hour. That's open to you, the Arizona homeowner. Any topic you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text to 411-923. We also have emails of the week, industry news highlights, product and building material update and codes, all here at Rosie on the House. We got another hour coming.